This podcast is a part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the Dufour Creative Network.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour, and I'd like to send a big thank you to all the folks who nominated Theater Geeks in the People's Choice Podcast Awards. Well, we made the top 10, thanks to you, and now it's crunch time and we need your votes. Did I say votes? Yes, you can now vote on the official Podcast Awards ballot each and every day between now and November 15th to help put Theater Geeks over the top and make us a winner. Theater Geeks is in the cultural slash arts category, so look for us there. The ballot is at podcastawards.com. That's real simple. That's just podcastawards.com. It'll take you 2 minutes to vote today, tomorrow, and every day between now and the 15th. So we need as many of your votes as you can possibly give us. There are a lot of podcast categories, and if you're a regular listener to podcasts, you may be familiar with some of the nominees in the other categories. But if you're not, here are some podcasts that I hope you'll support with your vote and with your ears as well. So all of these are going to be worth a listen. Okay, the first one on my list of podcasts I'd like you to vote for is The Ramen Noodle. That's Daniel J. Lewis. This is a clean comedy podcast. Daniel is a great proponent of the podcasting community and has done a lot to help promote and help other podcasters as well. And so check out The Ramen Noodle, which is a clean comedy podcast. Scam School, best video podcast. This is Brian Brushwood teaching you how to win bar bets with interesting, fun scams that take advantage of human nature and human psychology, and it's really, really a lot of fun, and it's like card tricks and other kind of mental tricks that you can kind of play on your friends and maybe even take a little money from them at the same time, but it's a good time, and I know you'll enjoy that one, and I would hope that you would vote for that because it's one of my favorites. Once is an entertainment oriented podcast. This means that it's strictly for entertainment, but it also focuses on entertainment issues or topics. And in this case, Once is a podcast. It's kind of a fan podcast centered around the show Once Upon a Time. This is another show by Daniel Lewis, so check that one out. Authentic Life Radio is Stephanie Ravenscraft. This is also an entertainment podcast. So you've got two entertainment podcasts that I'm recommending to you. I think you got to listen to both of them. You can only vote for one, so be sure that you know, one of these may be a little more your cup of tea than the other one, but I encourage you to listen to both of them. My favorite political podcast is No Agenda. This is with John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry, and it is funny as all get out, plus a whole lot of insights, and it really makes you think, and it also kind of casts a skeptical eye on what the media tells us from day to day. It is not for kids. It's got some adult language in it sometimes, though that's not the main thing, but it does. They do have some language in there, so it's not a family friendly necessarily podcast. But lots and lots of fun with Adam Curry, who is the Podfather, one of the people that invented podcasting, and John C. Dvorak. Very, very smart, very, very fun. Audacity to Podcast, Daniel Lewis. Also, again, this is a podcast about podcasting, and it is aimed at people who want to podcast. Look, I know that most of you who are listening to Theater Geeks are not podcasters, so why would you think about that or even vote for it? It's in the technology category, and there may be something else that you like better, fine, but if you don't have another choice, vote for Daniel's podcast, because he's supporting podcasting, he's supporting my ability to continue to provide podcasts as well, and so it's really, really important that people like him get some encouragement as well, so I hope that Daniel does well in that category. The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe is in the science category. One of my favorite podcasts. This is a science-oriented podcast. It's headed by Stephen Novella, who is a neurologist in the Boston area. He's got his two brothers, and I can't remember their first names, are on the show, along with Evan Bernstein and Rebecca Watson. Those are kind of the core group there. And this podcast has been going along for quite some time, and it has won a number of times in the science category, and it deserves to. It's really something that to make you think. They also debunk a lot of pseudoscience and also have a lot of fun doing it. It sounds like it might be a little dry. It is not. It is a blast. Listen to the Skeptics Guide. Oh, they get great guests like the guys from Mythbusters and other sort of science celebrities. And so check it out. It's really good. Encouraging Others Through Christ. This is Cliff Ravenscraft's a religious-oriented podcast. Cliff Ravenscraft is a person who is actually in charge of the podcasting track at the New Media Expo, where I hope to go, and that's where the awards program is going to be. But Cliff has been a great, great encourager of podcasting talent and is a really, really important figure in the whole world of podcasting. This is a religious podcast, and if you're not particularly religious, don't let that scare you off. Cliff has a very, very great way of talking and positive thinking and is a very, very, I don't know, he's an inspirational person, whether you take it from a religious viewpoint or not. And he deserves your vote because he's done a lot for me as well as other podcasters around the world and getting them up and running as podcasters. So those are my suggestions for podcasts that you should vote for if you don't know of anything else to vote for in any particular category. If you don't have an idea of what you'd vote for that you're already listening to, but those are some of my favorites. So if you're drawing a blank, pick one of mine. Thanks. None of these are in categories that are going to compete with Theater Geeks, so don't worry about that. Please, if you're voting for all these others, don't forget to, vote for Theater Geeks in the cultural and arts category. There's more information at theatergeeks.com, plus there's links from there to the ballot. You really don't need much more than what I've told you here. The ballot, again, is at podcastawards.com, and you can vote once a day, every day between now and November 15th. If you vote, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/theatergeeks, like the page, and leave me a comment to tell me that you voted, and then we'll put your name into a drawing for one of our nifty Theater Geeks coffee mugs. So, I can't give everybody who votes for me a coffee mug because that would be vote buying and illegal. I don't know whether it'd be illegal or not. But anyway, at least that's our way of saying thanks. You can at least have a chance to win a coffee mug. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your vote. And thanks so much for supporting Theater Geeks as subscribers to the podcast as well as to our newsletter and things like that. So, anyway, that's all from me. We'll have a regular episode of Theater Geeks coming up very, very soon, so keep your ears on.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.